So I guess in my last video, which I just deleted, I guess I was in an area you couldn't hear me, so I'm just restarting, and I'm responding to one of the first comments I got was, what would you do? And I ask all of you guys, what would you do with that person? If you never saw that person again, and not from a death, I just mean they just walked away and you never saw that person again. What would I do? First of all, what am I doing? I'm hurting. I'm lost. I feel so many emotions that I can't even explain. And if that person that left is your person, the love of your life, there's no other, no matter what situation you're in, no matter what, that person came into your life and you're like, that's it. Where have you been? That person you gave everything to. They're gone. They step away. And you never see them again. What would you do? What would I do? If you're the one. And you are. I can't give up. As much as I want to, as much as I sit and overthink, because I'm an overthinker, as much as I feel that it's so far gone, I can't give up. I've been that way my whole life. Even with no confidence, no self-esteem throughout my life, I've never, in sports, I've never given up. I've left my entire being on ball fields before. So why would I stop now? I just saw someone's profile earlier, and it said, life is too short to be unhappy. I mean, life throws you so many curveballs, so many things that where you're just like, why? What is this? I don't understand. But then there's something that God gives you and says, here they are. And then here they're not. A lot of you that have commented have literally lost a husband due to death. And I can't even imagine that. And I've responded to you. I've prayed for you. I can't imagine. So, I mean, it's just like a situation like this just seems so trivial, so stupid. For some reason, it's not. For some reason, you, that person, just encompasses your entire being. Because guess what? You know, they may not be with you, but they're walking around with you. Because you gave them everything. You gave them your heart. So they're walking around doing whatever they want to do. And you're walking around with them because you left your being with them. And so you're left trying to figure out, what do I do next? So again, the question is, what would I do? I would just have to pursue them. And I don't even know what that looks like. I don't even know what that means. In certain instances, you know, there's things that you do, but I don't even know what that means. I mean, I spent a week multiple times this week being within 200 yards 200 yards of seeing that person and yet not seeing them, not smelling them, not touching them, nothing. Just imagining what they're doing, what they look like as you drive by. That I don't even know how to explain that. And no, that doesn't compare to someone passing away, but my goodness, it feels like it's not much different. And I'm sorry, I'm sorry for anyone who has it. But so anyway, I guess at the end of the day, I can't give up. I won't give up. Because no one compares. No, you look at someone and you see them. You dance with someone, you're dancing with them. You, whatever. And yet all you see is them. And all I have to say is I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for the times I said no. I'm sorry for so many things. I'm sorry for so many things.